Okay. So today,
a surprise that hopefully everyone will like. So today we are going to talk about and then write New Year's poems. AKA, this is a Japanese tradition, AKA death poems, but that sounds kind of morbid. There's a tradition in Japan of writing a poem around New Year's, and then, you know, and it kind of, I mean, it may kind of reflect on the year or on the future or something, but the idea is that should you pass away this coming year, then this is like, this is your poem that we would have to speak to your person. So here's a little passage from a website about this. Their jisei, in the Japanese language, according to Hoffman, she, so it's pronounced G in this compound, but the, you know, freestanding character is she. Death is rarely used to reference a person. Instead, specific kinds of death are used. Shinju, lover's suicide, Junshi, warrior's death for his lord, Senshi, death in war, Roshi, death from old age. Death is linked to the type of life a person lived. Jisei is an extension of this idea. The images used to represent life and death changed over time. Early poems used flowers to represent the ephemeral world. Later poems, particularly those of the samurai class, added other images from nature. Some jisei are dark, while others are hopeful. They each reflect what is on the mind during the last days or moments of the writer. So sometimes they're written closer to death, but the kind of standard at New Year's is, because otherwise, you know, we may not know when that's happening. Acceptance is one of the key elements to jisei. The poem comes directly from Zen's acceptance of life as it is, including the inevitability of death. So there's a whole book called Japanese Death Poems, if you're interested. Have you guys looked at that for your poetry group?
She gave a talk on this one Thursday. So, and then I went and bought the book. Because she said the Zen Death Poem book somebody gave her when she was going through some really serious health issues. And she took it with her to the hospital for the test. And she said it helped her a great deal. Not in a morbid way, but it inspired her. So I went and bought the book. We haven't done that.
So this is a poem by Tokugawa Ieyasu, died in 1616. Whether one passes on or remains is all the same. That you can take no one with you is the only difference. Ah, how pleasant! Two awakenings and one sleep, this dream of a fleeting world. The roseate hues of early dawn. And then this is Dogen's, written shortly before his death. 54 years lighting up the sky. A quivering leap smashes a billion worlds. Ha! Entire body looks for nothing. Living, I plunge into the yellow springs. And the yellow springs is the realm of the dead. Here's a few more. Ba Sui died in 1387. Look straight ahead. What's there? If you see it as it is, you will never err. So many of them are traditionally haiku. This one is, or at least a short. So there were, you know, there were set like poetry forms and images and stuff. This is Ginzan Zenryai, died in 1878. I was born into this world. I leave it at my death. Into 1,000 towns my legs have carried me, and countless homes. What are all these? A moon reflected in the water. A flower floating in the sky. Ho! This is Atsujin, died in 1836. Earth and metal. Although my breathing ceases, time and tide go on. Baiko, died in 1903. Plum petals falling, I look up the sky. A clear, crisp moon. Shukyo, 1826. Above the fence, a morning glory stretches, still unsatisfied. So, I'm hoping that you will all be willing to write a New Year's poem. A ways back when I was a resident at Dharma Rain Zen Center, we would have a New Year's event with Zen Community of Oregon, which they still have, and they're going to have at Dharma Heart of Wisdom this year. So that's a cool thing. Oh, we should announce that.
Yes.
Do you want to say something about it?
Sure. So traditionally, Zen Community of Oregon and Dharma Rain, now that they no longer share space, get together every New Year's, and it alternates between Dharma Rain and Heart of Wisdom. And this year it's at Heart of Wisdom, and there's a potluck dinner beforehand, and then sacred dancing, and then a repentance ceremony, or I guess a couple periods of sitting, a repentance ceremony, and a New Year's ceremony, taking the precepts for the new year, and ringing the temple bell 108 times to welcome the year.
So it's the 31st?
Yes, 30, evening the 31st.
So it goes all the way from like 5 or 6, all the way through, what?
I think it starts at 7.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's pretty late. Well, I guess it's a long evening. So it goes all the way through midnight, and then you are sitting Zazen at midnight. So there's a Zazen period that goes, and people are like, there's fireworks, and then it closes with the monks and priests serve everyone sparkling cider in a ceremonial, like one by one, you get a little cup of cider. So it's very sweet. So what we would do back when I was a resident at Dharma Rain, and we did share a facility, so we'd have that New Year's Eve ceremony, and then all the Zen Community of Oregon people would just crash and spend the night. And then in the morning, we'd have breakfast, like pancakes or something like that, a whole bunch of us, and when we would write these poems and then share them with each other. So, you don't have to share your poem, but I think it's really cool if you do. So this is a poem, I just looked on my computer to see if I had any of the poems that I wrote, because most of the time you just write it on a piece of paper and then lose it. But I'm reading this mostly just as a example that it doesn't have to be a haiku, you don't have to think of yourself as a poet, it doesn't have to be profound, whatever. And really, as I look at this, it's like, well, this certainly did sum up where I was. I think I certainly was erring on the side of honesty versus inspiration. And so I think there is an aspect to this poem, if you kind of think about it in terms of like, well, should you pass away this year, this is the poem that we might, read at your funeral. And so there is something valuable about us, looking within, like what wisdom do we have to share? We all have something, what inspiration or strength or hope or something. Not that it has to be a Pollyanna thing, but just that you know, even when we're going through difficult times, there's something that we have to offer. So I said, another year marked, a false distinction setting my mind spinning, accounting for spent life on a giant scoreboard, 1 point for compassion, penalty for the opposing team for that act of arrogance, and the reckoning of the judges. Overall, was this one worthy of the food she consumed? By some spark of inspiration, but some spark of inspiration bids me stand firm and reject the whole game. I stride out, I thumb my nose at the judges, the crowd cheers. And even so, counting my year as well spent, treasure simply in the very lively living of it, I remember the pronouncements of the judges. I remember the truth in them. I sigh and beg forgiveness. So, your poem can be short or long or anything, a celebration, a da-da-da, and then hopefully we can share, because, you know, then we're all contributing to our experience, our last formal Dharma gathering of the year. What do you think? 5, 10 minutes? What about you, Bob? You gotta do it too. There's more.
There's pens there.
And there's more pads over here in the bag.
I just want to clarify. So this is, you're going to have to write something that could be read at your funeral?
You know, you don't have, I mean, that's the idea of the tradition. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, you could depart from that if you wanted. It could be more of just a poem of reflection that you really would rather not have read at your funeral, if you wanted. But it is supposed to, I think that whole idea of that it being like a death poem is supposed to kind of up the ante and have this be kind of your, if this was your last statement,
yeah.
What would you say? So I hope people will share and not be the slightest bit shy about your poetry or your honesty. Do our poetry group people, do you have any little speech that you give people about how everyone's a poet?
Yes, Ruth Ann said that to us.
Yeah, everybody's a writer.
Yeah.
So I will read my unmetered haiku death poem.
It looks like, do you mind using the microphone? Bob's got it right there.
I have teacher voice. Poetry incubating. Last breath pushes veil open. Maybe.
will you read it again?
Yeah. Oh. I can do it. Poetry incubating, last breath pushes veil open, maybe.
Can read more. 60 years searching for my true self, my body now consigned to the flames. What remains? And then I wrote another one. Alas, I loved imperfectly from my perfect heart, a bruised lotus in the Buddha's hands.
Hmm.
Another year gone. Practice patience with loved ones especially and with myself. Let my heart and creativity lead me, sometimes too much, often not enough. Cocooned a bit when I felt injured with a broken toe or sick, many, many hours on my own. Explored new places with my significant other. El Capitan opened my heart. Birch Bay almost touched Canada. San Diego Zoo, birds, cats, elephants, magnificent creatures. Rich life this is.
One year sunsets, one year rises. Similar but not identical. The next moment springboards off the previous. It can glance back, but best not stare. Now is always a place to pause and relaunch.
It's time, I guess. Light continues. Form does not differ from emptiness. Emptiness does not differ from form. What's happening now? All that time wasted listening to that voice that constantly evaluates. All that time comparing and worrying. Light continues. All that remains is love. What's happening now?
Flowers and snow. Snowflakes fall in cold, melting to nourish spring. Flowers bloom in sun, turning the wheels run. Each one is perfect.
Love unconditionally, a commitment rises. Give that love to yourself along with others. A balance comes naturally.
I stand in this moment not knowing. How does one contemplate death in this realm of love and stillness?
Winter solstice. Hard green figs hang on bare branches. Green manure sweetens garden beds. Berries will ripen on their own. Summer seeds wait to be planted.
With apologies to the old tea seller by Sal, who wrote some great New Year's poems. Bones growing colder, not poor enough yet. Feeding the fire, breathing the steam. Ah, the full last breath. My life a strong cup of tea, not bitter, offered freely, carried far. Taste echoing since the beginning of time. Let's go.
In this ephemeral moment, pondering this dream called life, in all directions I see the love which has supported me. I bow in deep gratitude towards this opportunity to love and seek the courage to let go into the arms of this compassionate universe.
I will never know for sure whether my love was fully communicated. I tried, despite the limitations of my stingy, insecure habits. Straightening the sitting cushions, planting trees for the birds, speaking up for the possibility that the whole world could be suffused with justice and peace. May my humble offering speak at least of my sincerity, like an innocent, crude rendering in clay made by a child.
We're all poets. We are.
Yes, thank you, everyone. If you are willing, you can give me your poem. I mean, I can hold on to it should you pass away.
Yeah.
But also, if you are willing, you could indicate on there, if you're willing to, for us to put it in the newsletter. Might be kind of a sweet thing to put in our holiday newsletters, just some poems from people. And you could indicate if you're willing to share it, but you'd rather it be anonymous, that'd be fine. We can just not say who it's by in the newsletter. Or, by all means, sign it. Little window into each other's minds and hearts. Anything else anyone wants to say before we wrap it up until the new year? Yeah.
Thank you. You're all part of my family.
Thank you.
A wonderful holiday.
Yeah.
Thank you for being so welcoming as someone who just arrived recently in this spot on Earth. It's really lovely, the tradition that you've created. And I feel really blessed to be a part of it. So thank you.
Thanks for joining us. All right, well, yeah.
In my diary, which I don't write in at all anymore, really, but especially when my daughter, the only child, when she was younger, I would write in the diary just a little message to her every year. I thought of that when you brought this up today. Just in case, so that something were to happen, that we have that, she would read that in my diary.
Alright. Thank you all for coming. Have a lovely holiday.
You also.
There's a family for 5 or 6 days. Thank you.